TR and 0TR, W2G.
In 0TR.
W2T, mobile.
Moving the car out of the garage. Make room down there, lots more room. So, when you get here, you can park down there and the door will be open.
Okay, according to my GPS, I'll be there about 20 minutes after 1, so between 1:20 and 1:30. So I said I'd be there by 1:30, so I think I'm on my schedule.
Otherwise, we'd have to count your AWOL.
You gotta wait 6 hours before you can cancel AWOL.
Now that I didn't know.
You know, I'm not sure what the rules are today. I know they used to, for a while, they were lenient. If you didn't check in, if you weren't there at muster, they gave you a bit of time before you showed up in case there was some kind of a problem that caused you to be late. Of course, they didn't like you being late, but, you know, my GPS is trying to send me everywhere but where I want to go, so I've been having to fight with it. Every time I go by one of the roads that it says I should turn on, it always has to recalculate because I'm on 290 headed towards Duncan, and then I'll come up and probably hit one of the roads coming through there to get over to 29.
Well, I'd say it'd be less busy just coming right on up 14, but whatever, cock your pistol. I was just going to go out and run the sweeper on the floor mats in the car that got a little dirt in them there, and then head back downstairs and get everything ready. I think it's just about ready anyways.
I'll be out when I get there, and I got to understand that. All right, like I said, I'm just motoring that direction. Port out, right? I got two rain gauges on my porch, one at one end, one at the other end. The one at one end, which is a big round one, I poured an inch and a half of rain out of it. This is since yesterday morning. And only poured an inch of rain out of the other one. Can't figure out why they don't accumulate the same amount of rain in both of them.
Well, say where the location was again, I wasn't paying attention. We had about 7,500 last time I looked yesterday. And then this recalculates at midnight. It says 47,100, so I guess about an inch and a half thereabouts.
Two rain gauges are both at, one's at one end of the front porch and the other's at the other end of the front porch. And neither one of them have very much in the way of tree limbs above them. There's a few trees that lean over the house, but, you know, they're not enough to slow down any rain getting in the gate, so I don't know. I've quit trying to figure it out. I just take both of them with a grain of salt and then figure out what I've got. So anyway, I got a guy in front of me driving a Mitsubishi, and he keeps jumping on his brakes because the idiot in front of him can't figure out what he wants to do.
There are people that are that way, and they just keep tapping the brakes. It's kind of irritating at times. Well, I found that wind direction makes a big difference in how much rain gets in the chicken pen. And so I'm sure it probably applies to the rain gauge. The one out front is just a little, gauge from Lowe's sitting in the flower garden. I'll have to go check it. I haven't dumped it out yet today. And then the other one's up on a pole out there about 10 feet or so, 15 feet out on a telephone pole out in the front yard. And they pretty much agree, though. They come real close to each other.
Mine usually agree, mine are usually within a millimeter or something of each other when it comes out. But, I got this. We got a guy that came off Interstate 85. And instead of going where he was supposed to go, which was over into the second lane so he could go straight, he got himself behind all the cars that are waiting to turn left to go down onto 85, headed north, headed southbound. And then a tractor trailer truck, which was making that wide turn out of there, almost run over him. Guy finally figured out he was in the wrong lane and pulled out, but I can't figure out people that don't understand when you come off the interstate, there's a lane for the people going on trying to get on the other side going down. Oh, well. I didn't see any crumpling or fender bending, so all's good right now.
A motorcycle and a car, I'm sure that a 80,000-pound semi would kind of win that battle with a 4,000-pound car. No doubt they drive among us.
It's true. And, well, it wouldn't have been a whole lot of, it wouldn't have been a whole lot of, it would have been damaged. That's because the truck was trying to get by the car, which was halfway blocking the lane he needed to be in. Moving because neither one could move. The car was blocking the truck, and the truck was blocking the car. So finally, the truck backed up just a hair and let the car get by the other lane, and then the truck was able to pull all around. Oh, as you say, they drive among us these days, and it's kind of overcast out here, but there is, it's not bad looking out here.
The all clear by about 7. I know yesterday on the weather they said after this front moved through and the rain got out that the winds were really going to come up bad. Now, I just got a message here that says my sensor batteries are low on the out there on the weather station. And I just checked those very recently and went ahead and replaced them anyway. So I know better than that because I checked those batteries to the hundredth of a volt before I ever stick them in there to make sure they're matched. And I don't know why that's showing that on that weather station. Kind of ticks me off. Says we have a northwest wind from 5 to 9 mile an hour, but they was talking about 20, 30, 40 mile an hour winds today. It's 67 and 64% humidity, so it feels like 62 out there with the wind. But I haven't seen that much wind yet, and I don't care if it does or not. I just assume it didn't. I tried to make contact with a 7 Quebec last night. I hooked the antenna up just for a short time, and he's on the eastern side of Africa, and I couldn't get through. And I know it was because it was pouring down rain here. I don't usually hook it up, but there wasn't any lightning. But I think that rain just attenuated everything. W2T and 0TR.
W2T Mobile. Well, I'll tell you what, I got most of that, but there was, for some reason, I went through this little section just before I went through an intersection, and it all got noisy, and then it knocked you out for a little bit, so all I was getting was bits and pieces, but I got most of it. Well, I'll tell you what, I got out this morning to walk around when I finally felt like getting out and walking the yard because I had to take trash out. But I found a couple of tree limbs down in my backyard, not real big ones, but, and it's probably one to come off one of the trees up behind me because I've got a couple of their dead back there, got some dead limbs on them. So anyway, and right now I'm going through beautiful downtown Duncan.
Watch out for the radars down there. Well, I'll let you go. I wanted to run out there and sweep that floor mat right quick and then go downstairs and get things squared away a little bit. So I'll catch you when you get here. W2T and 0TR. 73's Russell.
All right. I'll be there in about, I think my GPS is by 1:15, so 17 minutes from now. Anyway, talk to you in a little bit. N0TR, W2T, 73's for now, W2T Mobile.